Welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's backstage tour of local theater. I'm Steve Hunt.
And my name is Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking to Josh Lohman about the Perseverance Theater season upcoming this year.
Welcome to Stage Talk, Josh. Glad to have you back.
Yeah, so glad to be here.
Well, Perseverance has added a show this year, haven't they? So you've got a lot of shows to talk about. So why don't we start with the top one?
Go ahead. Well, we've actually added two.
Oh, my goodness.
We're up to five this year.
Oh, my goodness. We were.
Yes.
Perseverance gone crazy.
We had to persevere.
That's five in Anchorage?
Yes, it's five. We're matching up. So five shows in Juneau, five shows in Anchorage.
Oh, I thought there was one that was going to be only in Juneau. That's what I saw earlier this year.
Well, Anchorage is going to have Christmas Carol at the same time. Juneau has their own show down there.
Right, so. Carol is being totally built, cast, rehearsed here in Anchorage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Christmas Carol is going to be all in Anchorage, cast almost entirely throughout the state. Mm-hmm. It's a new version of the play being written by Arlisha Jones and the director, Michael Haney. He's been doing Christmas Carol for the last, 30 years. He does it in Cincinnati at Cincinnati Playhouse, and he's been directing it kind of continuously. And he loves the work. I mean, he loves it. You don't do it year after year for 20 years if you don't love it. So.
And you did Christmas Carol a couple of years ago down in Juneau. This is a whole different script.
Yeah, this is an entirely different, this is an entirely new script. He and Arlisha are going, they kind of went back to the monologue that Dickens had written for Christmas Carol. They were looking at it as, if we're going to cut something, let's look what Dickens cut and kind of work off that. So they're kind of taking that monologue and then working out from there.
So that sounds interesting. How many performances will there be in Anchorage?
There will be eight, I think. It's going to start on Friday, December 19th. And it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No Monday show. Then Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Christmas Eve show on Wednesday. We are skipping Thursday because it is Christmas. And then we're letting our actors go home. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So,
We've gotten into the Christmas spirit already, and it's still August. Why don't we go back a little bit and talk about what's coming up in the fall?
Yes, absolutely. The first show we're going to have is Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, which is Christopher Durang's new play.
Isn't that a version of Uncle Vanya by Chekhov? Taken from that.
Yeah, that's where the name comes from. Yeah. And actually, in the play, there's another character who asks him, Can I please call you Uncle Vanya? it just finished its run in Juneau. It was part of our Summerfest program down there, and I was down there last week, and I got to see it, and it is so good.
Well, Chris Durang is always so funny.
Yeah, Christopher Durang is hilarious. And this is such an actor's play because every single character gets their moment to shine. They all throughout the entire play get these moments where they get to just show their chops. It's so great for the actors because, I mean, sometimes you have background characters, but you've got six different actors and they all get their just moment. It's really great. I really can't wait to see it in the Sydney. Down in Juneau is playing at the Jack, which is kind of a smaller, much smaller theater, and so this will be up on that big stage. It's going to be great. I'm so excited.
One thing about Chris Durang, I remember one of his earlier plays, a one-act play, he took a takeoff again on Glass Menagerie called For Whom the Southern Bell Tolls.
Yes,
and I
yes.
know he can take those kind of plays and just turn them into something hilarious.
Yeah, and it's because it does have a little bit of a feel, and the characters are named after Chekhov characters. They address it in the play pretty early on, our parents were these professors and they had to give us these names. but I mean, it's not like you have to know Chekhov. There are some jokes in there that you might get if you know Chekhov, but it's by no means a requirement. This is a play that has moments for the old and for the young, and there's a weird side thing in the middle where one of the people has written a play about a molecule, and yes, it's so amazing. And I mean, because the basic story is that Vanya and Sonia are brother and sister that live in a rural farm in Pennsylvania, and they were taking care of their parents, and they both had dementia, and their other sister, Masha, is a famous movie actress, and she has run off to Hollywood long ago, but she always sends the checks. She, you know, she they stayed at home and she paid for everything. And at the beginning of the play, she is coming back home and with her boy toy Spike in tow, who almost got to be on Entourage 2, the sequel to the HBO show Entourage. Oh. He made it to like a third callback. He even met the producers.
Oh.
But yes.
Exactly. I can see this is the play you are really loving. Yeah.
That accounts for the very funny name, which is of the play, which is, for those who miss it the first time around, Vanya, Sonia, Masha, and Spike.
Yes. His name is addressed. He's like, yeah, no, that's not my real name. But I went in like one day in my casting agent and like my hair was spiky. And she was like, why don't we call you Spikey? Well, let's just go with Spike. That's a little weird. We're just going to go straight with Spike.
Well, this just sounds great. And before we run out of time about the other shows too, let's get on to the next show, which is a one-man show, which I actually saw in Seattle. It's a wonderful interpretation of the Greek play, the Greek story of the Iliad. Talk about that.
Yeah, an Iliad, which is we're going to be having performed by Boston Christopher, our own Boston Christopher. And also Lucy Peckham is going to be on stage as the musician playing Shella. And I mean, she's a local Anchorage person that has been on tons of shows up here in one form or another. But it is, it's a really powerful piece. Boston's starting to his rehearsals this week. And so really kind of driving into, I'm getting like sparse emails from him. But it is an amazingly powerful piece. They really contemporize it well. And I think one thing I really like about it is it's taking an Iliad back to its core, what it should be, which is essentially that it's a poem. The entire thing, it is supposed to be done spoken. It is something that was always intended to be told. And we get to see it.
And it's a poem because that's the way they memorize things in those days. This is Stage Talk on KSKE. This is Jean Paul here with my co-host Steve Hunt, and we're talking to Josh Lohman about Perseverance Theater's upcoming season.
And I have to say, if there's anybody who can do a one-man show and hold your attention, it's got to be Boston. He's a wonderful actor.
Yeah, no, yes, his stage presence is...
He's just a marvelous actor. I'm delighted to hear that he's doing this.
Yeah, no, he'll be able to hold the audience in his hand, really. and it is a really moving piece. And it kind of it is cutting pieces out of the longer story. It basically focuses towards the end of the story. They're outside the walls of Troy and it's kind of a warrior's tale. It's told from the perspectives of the warriors there. So it's about being at war and the costs of war and what it means to these people who have been there for all of this time. And it kind of cuts out a lot of the more mythological areas of the older story. There's not a lot. The gods are mentioned in the same way we would mention God, but he's up there. Like that's kind of it. There's not like any really, really supernatural pieces. And, no one's dipped in the river Styx or anything. But it is kind of throughout the play, things are kind of brought forwards and backwards, kind of relating things to things more current, like how this keeps happening again and again. This is not the first time. It's not going to be the last time. And this is what war is.
Right. Like I say, I saw the show in Seattle, and I can say it is really a captivating show, a retelling of the story. It's not just a history lesson. It's really alive and exciting. So
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about Christmas Carol a little bit. Why don't we skip past that and go on to
the Mountaintop.
Oh, the Mountaintop.
Yeah, the fourth show is The Mountaintop, which is a story about the last night of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s life. That's where it takes place. It takes place in the hotel room after the Mountaintop speech. And he's there by himself, and then this woman comes in who at first it seems is... someone to just change the beds. But then we find out she's not. So there's something else about her. But it's a really touching piece. I mean, it's just two people. He talks on the phone with a few people, but it's all the one-sided. So it really is just these two actors on the stage. And it is. It's a look at kind of both his legacy and who he was as a person. It does kind of humanize in a lot of ways. And it shows that, you know, even though he has all these things around him, a week prior, a boy had died during one of his marches, and he's feeling that he is a person beyond everything else. And it really does a great job of showing that along with everything that's going to come. Like there is a moment towards the end where you start seeing some of the things that happen in the future from that point. It's a really, really moving piece. Like, it's just these two actors giving a chance to both really, really just put everything on the line and kind of have this both kind of just really important piece of American history.
And I suppose that the actor who's playing Dr. King has to do a lot of work to portray that such a powerful figure where we all know about from seeing on TV and hearing his recordings.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever actor we don't have, I'm not able to say who it is yet. So
it's James Earl Jones, isn't it?
I don't think we got him. But we don't have that locked in quite yet. But yes, that actor is going to have to do a whole lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah. Well, we've just got 1 minute left in our show. It's exciting, but let's talk about your last show, which most people will know this show, and it's great to see this show come back. And with the production, with the Perseverance doing it, I'm sure it's going to be great. So talk about this last show.
The Odd Couple. Yes, we are doing Neil Simon's The Odd Couple, and we are doing the original version set in the 60s. It's going to be running kind of April 10th to April 26th. So that's going to be the one that we run for 3 weeks this season. But yeah, I mean, it's great. It's one of the classic American comedies. You can't go wrong with Neil Simon comedies. It's so fun. And it's just this look at the way guys are and how things, art keeps like say, you know, how things have changed in the last 50 years or haven't.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, and I want to thank you for being here with us, Josh Lohman, talking about Perseverance Theater's upcoming season, and thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
Well, if you missed Stories at the Cemetery earlier this summer, they're returning Sunday, August the 10th at 6 p.m. at Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery. This time is a bit of a switch here. All stories will be told in a single location to accommodate those who found it difficult to walk through the cemetery grounds. They invite you to bring your own chair. Enter at John Begoy Gate at 7th and Cordova Streets, and for more information, you can call 907-343-6814.
At Cyrano's, you can see Das Barbecue or Love Lost and What I Wore by Nora and Deborah Efron, or you can see both. Das Barbecue will be shown at the regular showtimes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3 through August 24th. Love Lost and What I Wore but will be shown Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 through August 21st. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Anchorage Community Theater will be holding auditions for the play Bell, Book, and Candle by John Van Druten this Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon and Sunday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at ACT. There are parts for 3 men and 2 women. Rehearsals will begin September the 2nd, and the show runs October the 10th through November the 2nd. For more info, please visit www.actalaska.org or call the director, Dave, at dflavin@gci.net.
Thank you for being with us today on Stage Talk. We've been talking to Josh Lohman, and this is Jean Paul, and I'm here with Steve Hunt. And until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.